White Mabel, St. Helena, California, March 30, 1906. My dear granddaughter Mabel, we received a letter from Brother Robinson saying that the meeting for the dedication of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium would be April 24th. We expect to be present at that meeting, if the Lord will. We shall also attend the dedication services of the Loma Linda Sanitarium. I shall be glad to see you once more, and I hope it will be under favorable circumstances. I had hoped that you would drop me a line to let us know how you are health-wise. For a while, the weather here has been cloudy and wet. On Thursday last, we flattered ourselves that the storm was over, but toward evening the sky clouded over, and the rain soon began falling. It continued throughout the night and the next day. We think that this recent rain has done considerable good, as well as much harm in some places. This rain must be a great blessing to Southern California generally, though it means some loss of property. We shall not be sorry if the weather is sunshiny when we are with you. I hope that you are well and cheerful. I am very anxious to hear from you regarding your health. Let your trust be in the great physician. Ask for his healing power. I think that you ought to have a change of work, so that you will not be obliged to be on your feet so constantly. But we shall talk this matter over when we see you. The Lord is our hope and crown of rejoicing. The end is very, very near, and let us, in and through the grace of God, prepare for the home that our blessed Savior has gone to prepare for us. Let us be grateful for His goodness and cast all our care upon Him. He has purchased us with His blood, and we must not disappoint Him. We want to be with Him in the mansions He has gone to prepare for us. Have faith in God. May Walling is with us and will go with us to Loma Linda and Paradise Valley. In much love. Postscript. Later. I thought that my letter must go out this noon, but I find that it does not have to go till this evening, so I will add a few lines. I wish to tell you that I am fully in harmony with your father in wishing you to connect with Brother and Sister Haskell, that you may have the benefit of the Bible classes they are conducting. I do not think that you will ever have a more favorable opportunity for obtaining instruction in Bible lines. I have a great desire that you shall not miss this chance. We thought that if you could connect with the class as soon as possible, it would be to your advantage. I have mentioned this matter in my letter to Brother and Sister Haskell. I thought I would not delay writing to you, so that you might join the class as soon as possible. Since I began writing these few lines, a change has come in the weather. This morning the sky was clear, and the sun was shining brightly. Now the sky is clouded over, and we had a short hail shower. It was soon over, and now the sun is shining again. I send you this letter that you may understand something in regard to the situation and move accordingly.